Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Radical Radiant Show, where we talk about all things sustainable and radiant living. I am your host, Camille Rose Fields, and I am coming at you today, actually, from a very snowy day here in my home in Maine. However, I got to record this interview recently on a really fun trip I took with my partner Samantha to an adorable little ski town called Stowe in Vermont, and I got to hang out with Ashley Reynolds, the owner of EMT, Elmore Mountain Therapeutics, CBD company, and this company is just, I mean, I've talked about them on the show. I've had Ashley on the show before. We went into all things CBD. So if you haven't yet heard that episode, go check it out because we cover all the basics. In this interview, we are focusing on topical use of CBD specifically for the skin and other ailments and its healing properties. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. I loved getting to pick Ashley's brain on this sustainable skincare and quality, high integrity quality skincare is one of my passions in life. I have had personal skin issues for a long time, and it's just that one of those things that really causes you to look further. You can't ignore it. It's right in the mirror every single day. It's not a health issue like other places in your body that you can kind of ignore. It can be really painful sometimes. So I have been experiencing the most incredible healing powers from using CBD on my face. And as you guys know, I use CBD internally for a few years now, and it helps me with so many things. So we are focusing on skincare today and Ashley's new CBD skincare line put out by EMT. Amazing, amazing products. Go check those out ASAP before they sell out. They're launching this week as you're listening to this interview. So I don't know how quickly they're going to sell out of the initial batch, but I can tell you it's absolutely phenomenal and you want to go get this stuff on your body. Okay. Trust me. So head on over to emtcbd.com to score some of that skincare. All right. We are going to jump into this interview with Ashley. I hope you enjoy it. Let's dive in.
Welcome, Ashley. Thank you so much for coming back and being on the Radical Radiance show.
I'm so pleased. I'm so glad we get to see each other like this.
I know.
Awesome. Welcome to Elmore.
Thank you so much. So I've been having such a blast getting to see this area and experience Stowe for the first time in this beautiful mountain range. And I am fascinated by how much CBD is all around town. I imagine you have a big thing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. We were really so fortunate. And yes, we, not to be like, you know, toot my horn, but right. We brought CBD to Stowe.
Yeah.
Like, we did it.
Yeah, totally. Awesome.
So you're welcome, everybody else.
Yeah. Perfect. So today I really want to focus on the topical benefits of CBD. This is something that is, I think, a little bit brushed over as far as what is actually going on out in the world as far as all the CBD products on the marketplace. I mean, you can kind of, it's really entertaining to me how many different types of products are being made with quote CBD or hemp, whatever, these days. And there's a gigantic variety of quality. And so I want to encourage everyone listening to reference our first interview all about CBD, because that has a lot to do, that has a lot of more information about potency and the type of extracts that you're looking for. And I'm sure we'll brush over that as well in this interview, but quality assurance is so important. Is so important because not only because of how is that CBD or hemp grown, but how much is actually getting into the product and how is it even being extracted too? Is it being extracted with, toxic, you know, hexane chemicals and that sort of thing. So we just want to encourage y'all to check out that original quality assurance information in that interview. So I am really curious. I've been seeing a lot of topical things on the market. The latest kind of hysterical thing I thought was really funny that I heard about is like CBD eye pillows. And I'm just like, okay, this has gone too far, you know? And so I just, there's so many things. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to pick your brain. How, mm-hmm. what's kind of like step one? Why would somebody be looking to find a product with CBD for topical mm-hmm. use, mm-hmm. whether it be a balm or a serum, mm-hmm. et cetera?
So what's really neat about our bodies, I mean, this is like the nerdy stuff, which I know you love, thankfully.
Dive in, yeah.
But what's so cool is that we have these cannabinoid receptors internally. That's why a CBD tincture works well, or an edible or smokable. Uh-huh. But we have 5 times more cannabinoid receptors on the skin than internally. Wow. So I'm going to say that again. 5 times more cannabinoid receptors on top of the skin, outside the body, than mm-hmm. we do internally. Mm-hmm. So even though people really sort of sidestep topicals and their efficacy, mm-hmm. because the bioavailability or the absorption rate is so low, it's only about 2%, mm-hmm. as compared to smoking or vaping is like 80%. Mm-hmm. But those cannabinoid receptors are in charge of, just like inside the body, keeping a balance, but on the epidermis or on the skin.
Right.
And we all know that we have skin manifestations as a result of dysregulation internally.
Right.
But we can also go right to the place that's irritated and essentially create balance.
Yeah.
Because of these high concentrated cannabinoid receptors.
Right.
Which is, again, like so new for technology. This is so newly studied.
Right.
I have some really great journals, most of which are coming from Israel. Mm-hmm. But there's some incredible evidence that's really, you know, if you're trying to soothe muscles or soothe eczema or sunburn, I mean, that's all a result of cells of the skin getting damaged,
right.
or being in dysregulation.
Right.
And we know that CBD and the endocannabinoid system is responsible for creating that homeostasis again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I feel like it's an untapped market on the East Coast. I feel like the downfall is more is better.
Right,
and
right.
And so that's the other tricky part, is that, yes, we have a concentration of these cannabinoid receptors, but mm-hmm. they're teeny,
yeah,
tiny, and they get flooded really easily.
Right. So these sort of, you know, there's I don't know specifically other products, but there's 500 milligrams of CBD mm-hmm. in this one bottle or this one mm-hmm. thing. What is a reasonable amount to look for in a product that we can actually be absorbing and it's not kind of going to waste or overflowing our system?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. I mean, again, I will reference these journals, but like 1 milligram will do the job, which is like, I know all you out there are like, what? Like, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way that's possible. Mm-hmm. But it's true, because at least on a topical level, people,
right.
let's to be clear, because
right.
of this concentrated amount of cannabinoid receptors.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the part for me where, I mean, I understand value adding. I understand that more equals it can be more expensive or more quote
right.
unquote high end.
Right.
But you're just paying for product that's probably just getting washed off your skin and isn't being absorbed.
Oh my God.
So, I mean,
right.
when we were trying to formulate our line, we were really conscious of that, because we wanted to make these products available for everyone. Mm-hmm. And because we know that everybody to some extent has some skin dysregulation mm-hmm. Due to a whole host of things. Mm-hmm. And so we really wanted to make products that were efficacious, they work,
yeah.
and show people that you really don't need a ton of milligrams on the skin for it to be really effective.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, other than specific skin conditions, which I want to talk about a little bit more, but what about joint pain, sore muscles, arthritic pain? I personally, I used to have a lot more joint pain. That was pretty much removed from my life with removing grains out of my diet. Mm-hmm. So, but inflammation in general, I'm curious, how is it helping out as far as on that direct treatment spot of, you know, pain relief? Mm-hmm. Is it something that can, you know, be absorbed in that way? Or is it more of like a very just at the topical surface level?
So I would say it would depend on the body.
Right.
You know, our body oils really enhance the relaxation, soothing, nourishing right. effects of a massage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really coming down towards surface level at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, that's with even the higher concentrated stuff. It's probably more psychosomatic, right. honestly, these higher concentrations.
Right.
I know we have a balm that's 250 milligrams.
Yeah.
That was really more to stay competitive with where the market is.
Right.
But again, like rolling just one swipe of that balm on, yeah. you're probably only getting, you know, 1 to 5 milligrams on your skin at
right.
a time.
Right.
So 250 milligrams on the label looks really great, but what are you right. actually getting per application?
Right.
So, I mean, to say that in our 1 ounce bottles, there's 25 milligrams, could you be getting the same level of pain relief?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want people to think that you have to rub it in, which you don't.
Right.
Again, like those receptor sites are right on the surface.
Yeah.
There's not any need for them to penetrate deeper.
Right.
They're not any more concentrated right. deeper in the skin than they are on the top of the skin.
Gotcha. Okay.
And again, I will reference these journals for you guys
yeah.
so that you can follow up that with some real information. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious. I know for myself, I can feel a big difference. Like when I directly after using something, I'm in like the heat or
mm-hmm.
directly in the sun, mm-hmm. I can feel my pores opening.
Right.
I like that to me personally, just makes sense that would be like a higher level of absorption.
Yes.
Do you think that's the same 100%. With the oils?
100%. Like, put it on after
hot,
the shower.
Right after yeah, the shower. Totally. Personally mm-hmm. for me, this is like one of my favorite number one beauty tips is put oils on while you're still mm-hmm. like damp from the shower. Mm-hmm. And that takes away the need for lotion. Mm-hmm. I haven't used lotion in many years. Yeah. And personally, I do feel like I have really baby soft skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that process. And it just locks in the moisture. And then you're not having to put on extra things with, you know, emulsifying agents in a lotion or that sort of thing. So as well as looking out for milligrams and the quality and everything we're looking for in a topical product, we're not looking to have something that's a lotion with other mm-hmm. emulsifying agents mm-hmm. as far as going for a CBD topical mm-hmm. product.
And those are much more susceptible to mold too, which
exactly.
people don't really like to talk about, but
yeah.
We put all of our products in light blocking
right
sterilized glass to ensure
right.
that quality
right.
What people also I find don't do, and this is something relatively new for me,
mm-hmm.
is I use our face serum as a cleanser.
Mm.
And also if people wear waterproof mascara, it's a really great way to remove it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, out of the shower, towel the face off, and then you can reapply another layer for extra moisture. But
right.
So that's
actually
a new
exactly
thing.
What I've been doing
yes,
with your
thing
serum.
Me, like bathing with oil is like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know like that was Cleopatra's jam, but like, yeah, I just never
I
did
know.
It.
I feel like it's kind of now coming out more mm-hmm. information about doing that. And I'm a big like anti-soap
mm-hmm.
kind of person. I
mm-hmm.
really feel it messes with that natural
mm-hmm.
Microbiome that I want on my skin
mm-hmm.
to have like a healthy bacteria, you know, whole system going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I find for me personally, soap really strips that
mm-hmm.
completely. And it actually takes weeks, if not months or
mm-hmm.
years to rebuild that if
mm-hmm.
you've been a heavy soap user. So I'm curious if I want to talk about the CBD and inflammation of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've really experienced, again, like you mentioned, the stuff that shows up on our skin surface is really internalized things coming out as, hey, you need to like wake up and pay attention to what you're putting in your body or the stress that you're having on your body.
Mm-hmm.
So what, I guess I'm curious if you have, you know, an aim with the face serum, like if there's a lot of different skin conditions that it's really good for. For me personally, I have like breakouts and acne I've been dealing with since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I personally find the CBD serum that you gave me, the inflammation goes so down overnight. Mm-hmm. It's mind blowing. Mm-hmm. So can you kind of unpack that a little bit? What kind of skin conditions are we, you know, is this a great option for?
So acne specifically is a tough one because we know that there's direct inflammation. Typically we can't leave them alone. So we're adding bacteria to the face, which mm-hmm. is only exacerbating the issue. Mm-hmm. CBD is a natural antimicrobial. Mm. So I recommend that anyone who, you know, has had a facial or if they've, you know, popped some acne to actually put our tincture on directly site-specific treatment.
Yeah.
And then for, and that would be one time that I would mm-hmm. do that, right? If the wound is open, mm-hmm. Is putting the tincture on. And then for improving healing and then in reducing the amount of recurrent breakouts, mm-hmm. the face serum is really great. The hemp seed oil that we use as our carrier oil is pore clogging, which is another one just for those out there, like anything that's in coconut oil like that. I know some people swear by it, but that is not, that's going to clog your
it's
pores.
Very clogging.
Yeah.
It's very clogging. I actually researched hemp oil a while back and they have what's called a comedogenic scale. Mm-hmm. And hemp oil is one of the couple that are at a zero, which means it's the least amount ever to clog your pores. And I just think like a lot of times what we get on our skin surface is buildup from, you know, oils or serums or lotions mm-hmm. or face creams mm-hmm. that are not a zero mm-hmm. in this way, or they have wax because they're trying to be a cream and be emulsified mm-hmm. and all these things. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to clarify for y'all listening, Ashley's tincture, Elmore Mountain Therapeutics tincture is actually not an alcohol-based tincture. It's an oil-based tincture, mm-hmm. which I think is really important for the efficacy. And I know that's why you guys are into that. But I just want to clarify that she's not talking about putting an alcohol-based tincture on something that's open, but it's actually an oil-based extract and tincture.
Mm-hmm. And then the other part about the face serum is that we chose ingredients really intentionally that I find are added or added at such a trace amount that they're not really being used properly on the skin. So mm-hmm. Apricot seed oil is one that we used, mm-hmm. Vitamin E, things that we know are really protective.
Yeah.
We know that they're going to enhance the effects of the CBD, really combating free radicals.
Yeah.
But what's nice is that you're not going to feel any tingle. You're not going to, it's mm-hmm. a neutral application. Mm-hmm. So, for those of you listening, like if you're putting a face serum on and it is anything but neutral, like I would be, I'd be nervous.
Stay away.
Yes, I would be
just
nervous.
Just stop now.
and our face serum is really light. So when you put it on, you'll see and feel a gloss. So if you scratch your face after or whatever, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you will feel, but you know, time yourself and within 15 minutes, you're left with this like really dewy, fresh face, mm-hmm. Which I really welcome this time of year. In fact, I put that face serum on like this, despite how much water I drink, I put it on 2-3 times a day. And then sometimes I even follow it up with our OG balm, just mm-hmm. as an added, lock of moisture.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I went down a little rabbit hole there. I hope I answered your question.
Oh my God. You totally did. Well, I was just, curious about skin conditions with mm-hmm. that question
yes.
and like
yes.
eczema and yes. psoriasis and yes. all these things that like people really, you know, a lot of people are suffering from, and a lot of people don't talk about it because it's, you know, under a pant leg or a sock or like under a shirt, and they don't, you know, it doesn't come up and they're embarrassed. And I have a few friends that have dealt with very painful full body eczema for many years. And so I hope that this is the kind of thing that, you know, just provides that inflammation relief that people are looking for.
Mm-hmm. So my son, who's 3, it has eczema, and had kind of a genetic predisposition to it. Mm-hmm. And I've been sort of resistant to putting photos of like right on the opposite side of the elbow and in his armpit. So after he takes a bath, the heat, I think, really exacerbates it. Even, you know, we use like really, really clean cleaning products on him, but the heat really, like, I can see it. It's not flaking, but it's those little red patches are there. And I am so tempted to do like a before and after of the balm and also of the unscented body oil on those spots. Because, I mean, it, you can't lie. Like, it's baby skin. Like, it's absorbing everything. And, I mean, it's... within like 20 minutes. And then if he has a really big flare up, it's like the next day it's gone, or between like diaper change is gone.
Wow. That's amazing.
So yeah, I mean, it just speaks to the testament of the products. And again, back to like, you don't need a ton of milligrams. Like it's that's probably 1 to 3 milligrams that he's getting.
Right. Totally. Yeah. So I wanted to also pick your brain a little bit. We touched over this in the last episode, is when you have a CBD product, it should actually smell like cannabis or like hemp. And I have basically been a personal, a guinea pig for myself to test out. This is how I became a CBD connoisseur. I have just found such amazing healing for myself with this plant. And I have tried so many products that do not even have a hint of a scent of like what even a bag of my hemp seeds that I'm eating on my salad smell like. You know, those have more of a scent than like what is supposed to be this CBD product extract. So I really appreciate that about the tincture that I've been using for a while. And I wanted to tell you, the face serum is very potent. And you really can tell, you're like, oh my God, I'm putting a whole plant extract that is full spectrum, real, full medicine on my skin. Is that something that you can elaborate on a little bit as far as like what we're looking for in a skin product?
100% So, and we touched a little bit more on this in the previous episode about the difference between full spectrum and isolate. So full spectrum, the extract that we make that goes in our tinctures is exactly what we put into our topical products. So there is THC in our topical products up to the legal limit of 0.3. Just like the ability for THC internally to improve the efficacy and prolong the efficacy of CBD, it does the same thing on the skin.
Of course it does.
And straight up, that's what is enhancing the antibacterial effects of our product. It's what is going to calm your skin faster because it's going to open those receptors so that they can receive the CBD.
Right.
So the THC is not the healer. It's the synergistic healer. That, in my opinion, you really can't have one without the other.
Right. It's a vehicle.
Yes. Yeah. And although I spoke at a trade show, I went to Expo East, which was ourselves as a brand and 900 other CBD brands. It was bonkers. And there was a woman who specialized in isolate. So extracting just the one cannabinoid CBD, no THC. And she and I kind of got into a riff because she was saying there's no evidence suggesting that on a topical level that isolate works any better or any worse than a full spectrum whole plant extract. And so she had a little crack on her skin. So I put some of our salve on there and I was like, you know, this is just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, let me put it on.
And she's a rep for another brand totally. And she came back and was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's funny.
I won't tell anyone, but no, I mean, seeing is believing. Totally. And again, I mean, there's a lot to choose from out there. And I mean, I'm still that person, however, you know, owning a CBD brand that still really believes like buyer beware. Like, there doesn't need to be preservatives in these products if they're bottled and formulated properly.
And stored properly.
And stored properly. Too. Like, bottled can get really, really ornate, but like amber or frosted. Like, and glass. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these do have some essential oils. So that's going to leach into the plastic. So really be careful.
Yeah.
And also this is like kind of segueing into the next sort of subject, but we use only CO2 extracted essential oils, just like we only use CO2 extracted CBD. Okay. So we don't have to use a lot of biomass or flour to make the products or the essential oils.
Right.
And you can use a lot less because it concentrates those essential oils so much more.
That's amazing.
And that's a big thing for me is like smell. Like I'm so, if it's over scented, it just immediately turns me off.
Stay far away.
So I'm a big fan. Like everyone's, oh, are you going to scent face serum? I was like, cause it does smell like weed.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like it doesn't stay forever. You're not going to smell like weed all day long. It's not essential oil cannabis.
You can't smell at all. It's only when you're like, oh, I'm putting my hands up by my nose. I'm like, oh my God, totally. You know,
and those terpenes that you're smelling are also super calming to the skin. So mm-hmm. to get back to your subject about smelling like cannabis or not, I mean, I feel like, you know, we're still getting people to really understand CBD and THC and the endocannabinoid system as a whole, but terpenes are going to just be a whole other market. And you're going to see whole skin lines that are tailored to certain terpenes that do certain things to help calm the skin.
Right. Right. That's fascinating. Can you, and maybe this might be, not the right question, but can you, for our listeners, elaborate on what is a CO2 extraction? What does that actually mean is happening with your CBD flower?
That's a great question.
As far as that goes.
I love to compare it to if you've seen espresso being made. Mm-hmm. So there is the canister where they put very highly ground coffee grounds into that cup and then press down. So they're adding, although it's just hand pressure, human pressure, they're adding pressure and they're pushing that mound into the cup before it's put under pressure and steam.
Right.
For CO2, it's a long canister. We do 3-pound runs, so very small batch. Mm-hmm. And the hemp is ground up to look very fine, almost like you could blow it like a powder. Mm-hmm. And the moisture content also is a big player. So it's like bone dry. Mm-hmm. The drier, the better for efficiency of the extraction.
Right.
So instead of being put under steam, heat, and water, like an espresso, our extraction method is this supercritical CO2, which is not quite a gas and not quite a liquid. Mm-hmm. So it's put under high pressure, but low heat.
Got it.
Which is extremely important when you're trying to preserve cannabinoids and terpenes, is to not subject it to prolonged heat. Mm-hmm. Because delicate cannabinoids vaporize very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what's really neat is that CO2, that gas, agitates the CBD, which is in a plant wax form, and separates it from the biomass.
Right. Okay.
I can go more, but yeah.
That was just, I needed a refresher for myself. I remember reading about this years ago, on the essential oil side of it. So that's good to have a refresher and for anybody brand new to that information.
So y'all, today's Take Action segment is featuring an incredibly inspiring organization that I have been following for quite some time now and donating to for a little bit of that time, Black Mamas Matter Alliance. You guys know all women deserve equal treatment all of the time, and especially when it comes to our maternal care for pregnancy and postpartum. Black women are just not given the same level of care or treatment all over the US. And it leads to even worse maternal health, which includes mental health, by the way. Black Mamas Matter says, "We envision a world where Black mamas have the rights, respect, and resources to thrive before, during, and after pregnancy." So if you can help out with the Take Action today, remember, even helping out just means sharing a link with somebody you know, or donating a few dollars if you can, or set yourself up for a $5 or $20 monthly automatic donation, whatever you got, okay? BlackMamasMatter.org is the website. Go check it out, do something, and take action today.
Unscented body oil not because we don't love all things floral and citrus, mm-hmm. but I wanted a product for folks to use, specifically women, in intimate settings. Mm-hmm. So much like why we use tinctures under the tongue,
right?
That same mucosa is very similar to that of our lady bits.
Yeah.
And so if anybody, specifically, like, I'm 35, I have 2 children, things just change, you mm-hmm. know, moisture-wise down there. I feel like we're just more susceptible to changes mm-hmm. in moisture content there. And so our unscented body oil, if you don't have to use condoms, mm-hmm. which, practice safe sex, everybody, but if you don't have to use condoms, is a really awesome personal lubricant, mm-hmm. again, because it's getting absorbed to the type of mucosa that we know is very absorptive.
Right.
And we know, because we live in a culture where women are very highly susceptible to trauma,
right.
that having a product that is a low amount of milligrams, but very soothing and absorptive, that it can be really enhancing mm-hmm. to pleasure, mm-hmm. Specifically those who have experienced trauma, because we know that our cells have a memory mm-hmm. and we know that CBD interrupts that pathway for reliving that trauma. So
hang on, whoa. That was too much. That was a great little gem.
Yes.
Back it up. CBD helps interrupt.
Yes. The pathway for, reliving trauma.
Wow.
Yes. So, the endogenous cannabinoid anandamide is the bliss molecule in our bodies.
Yeah.
That if we're working in perfect harmony, that would be circulating our body. We wouldn't need CBD.
Right.
But what tends to happen as evolutionary humans is that we have this flight or flight response. We can relive trauma so that those things don't happen again.
Right.
If you're like me, I have experienced trauma in my life and I'm really good at reliving it and nourishing it. And so being able to interrupt that pathway mm-hmm. with CBD helps that metaphysical pathway sort of have a barrier. And actually, barrier always sounds like a negative term, but in this way, it really helps interrupt
positive.
And heal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
So if you can think about all the body oils, but the unscented body oil as a really universal oil. And also we made this whole line, these 5 SKUs, to nourish, massage, and soothe. And so if you can really sort of put those things in your mind when using these products, mm-hmm. That unscented body oil, there really isn't anywhere that you can't put it or use it mm-hmm. or you can ingest it. Mm-hmm. But that's been a fan favorite for all of our test subjects for the intimate times. So
that's awesome.
I highly recommend it.
That's awesome.
But if you are using condoms, it does break down latex. So that's be wary of that.
Can I ask real quick though, does that, in as well as the what we were saying about CBD helping to interrupt that kind of trauma pattern or cycle, is that something internal as well?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So in a perfect world, I love the idea of suppositories too, because I know like that's mm-hmm. great for releasing right where you need it. Mm-hmm. But yes, absolutely, using it internally. And again, that comes down, research your products and your ingredients, everyone. I know you listening, you guys are all super enlightened, but there's a reason that it says organic in front of every oil that we use for this formula, because yes, if you're going to be putting it anywhere on your body, but specifically, you know, the lower region, you want to make sure that it's clean and pure.
Yeah, completely.
Last thing I'll mention is that if you are one of those folks that like maximum strength is your jam, all of our products, the carrier oils are all blendable. And mm-hmm. so if you are experiencing pain and you do want to up the dose, or perhaps your skin is more acne prone and it's more of an all over, or perhaps it's like a body acne situation, mm-hmm. You can do one of 2 things. You can put the tincture on the skin first and follow it up with one of the body oils, mm-hmm. or you can add some of the tincture to the 1 ounce body oils or face serum.
Right.
Shake it up, we'll blend it.
Right. Completely.
You don't need to heat it. You don't need to spin it. You don't need to do any of that. It will blend.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
We blend all of our oils at room temperature. So that's another really awesome mm-hmm. quality, is that we're not losing any of the therapeutic benefits of the CBD in the processing. We're not making these in huge barrels. We're not making these with machines that pump it out and fill it. Mm-hmm. We're doing everything by hand. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, you guys, you'll feel the quality.
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention too, because I got to see a little behind the scenes today, which was so exciting, is that it is extremely rare for companies to be cleaning or sterilizing their the packaging. And I just want to point out that all of the containers for everything is completely sterilized.
Completely sterilized. Yes. Yeah. It's an extra step. It's more time consuming. Our production manager, who you met, Sarah, diligently goes through and sterilizes everything, but it's so important. I mean, a lot of our packaging, although we source from the US as our distributor, mm-hmm. a lot of it comes from China still. I mean, Boston Rounds, like, these are sold all over the world.
I mean, I think it's pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
Very standard for all of that.
And unfortunately, I mean, other countries have different practices for what is acceptable levels of mostly heavy metals. Mm-hmm. Lead is the big one. And mm-hmm. we know that China is a huge culprit for mm-hmm. heavy metals. Mm-hmm. And so that is huge. That leaches into the product. And we saw that happening. And so we took it upon ourselves to invest in the sterilizing equipment. And it really just speaks to the whole level of the product. Like, it's not anything that is easy, and it's not anything that we intend on fully commercializing, because you really, really lose that intention and that quality. So,
cool.
So if you are shopping for CBD brands, ask them if they sterilize their bottles prior to filling them.
Yeah.
It's another one of those and levels to help you guys weed out mm-hmm. the people who aren't doing the best things. So. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to mention too, like, that goes for on the body as well as things that are internal, because as you guys know, everything we put on our skin is actually absorbed mm-hmm. into our bodies as well. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you have done any personal experimenting or any research along the lines of scarring mm-hmm. and scar tissue with CBD topically.
So we just came from a trade show that was all spa mm-hmm. and I had my booth next to a med spa specific company. Mm-hmm. And they said that if your products are organic and verified organic and are as clean as our products, that you can put these products directly onto areas that have had Botox or areas that have had any lifts or tucks or scarring mm-hmm. Or any incisions mm-hmm. that you don't need to wait. You can put them directly on.
Wow.
And the hemp seed oil will also really soften things and really nourish things.
Yeah.
There you can apply it right after.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about old scarring? So curious.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Maybe I'll be a test subject.
Yeah, I know. I mean, again, this spa world, it's all the hyaluronic acid and so forth.
Right,
that I'm I don't know if I want to put that on my skin. I would, the only thing, these don't have any sunscreens in them. So if you guys are going out, definitely make sure that you're putting a layer of sunscreen on. But I'm not really sure that's going to be, I'll get back to you.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, I'm curious, and I've been using your face serum for a couple of weeks, like 4 weeks or so, and I have scarring from acne and mm-hmm. stuff, and so I'm pretty curious. I'll be a test subject for you if you
thank
don't mind.
You. Please.
I'll let you know what happens.
Please.
Okay, y'all, I just have to take a minute because this CBD line has been blowing my mind for months, and I want you all to get in on it, okay? CBD, it's so incredibly healing for anxiety, for your endocannabinoid system, for your stress response system, so many things. And especially since we're highlighting for the skin this episode, I want you to go check out the new line from EMT CBD. Check that out. Incredible body oils, face serum, and scrub. My new protocol, and I am noticing amazing differences in my skin. My new protocol is using the scrub at night. It gets off any makeup, if I had any makeup on that day, and it feels so good. I feel so dewy fresh after that. And then I put on a couple squirts of the face serum to lock in the moisture. when I get up in the morning, I don't really wash my face again. Sometimes I give it a little pat down just with a washcloth if there's any new like dead skin stuff that's going on. But generally, I don't really need to wash my face again in the morning. But I do put some water, splash my face with some water, rinse my face a little bit, and then I put the CBD face serum on again to lock in that moisture. So I really wanted to just share my latest and greatest face protocol with you all because it's been working, like, it's just mind-blowing, actually. I swear my scars are going away. I'm gonna report back in a couple more months of trying this out. I've only been doing this for maybe a month, maybe a little shy of that actually. But still, I am noticing the most incredible results. I want you guys to go check it out, try it out. Face serum, scrub, and the body oils, super affordable, super high quality, high integrity products, incredible ingredients. Yay, yeah. So, EMTCBD.com, go check it out. All right, and now back to more of this interview.
The one product I wanted to mention is we also have this scrub.
Yeah.
Which is like,
it's dreamy and luxurious. It is really, really heavenly.
It's a special one. It's a wet scrub, which I don't know if people really understand that, like you were talking about putting oil on in the shower before mm-hmm. you even get out. Mm-hmm. Is that on the your non-shaving days, mm-hmm. I would use this not only as your exfoliant, but also as your moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, like you have to kind of see it and feel it to believe it, mm-hmm. That once you rinse off the salt, that you're left with this beautiful body oil that literally you can just start rubbing into your skin before, you know, while you're still conditioning your hair,
right,
you know, doing your breathing to start the day, mm-hmm. that it's very rare. I mean, this time of year, it's a little bit more common, but it's rare that you would need to follow that up with additional oil to moisturize your skin.
Right.
So it's completely.
That's awesome. I've also, just so you know, I've been using that as a face scrub and it's amazing. And it gets makeup off like amazingly well. I literally, the times I've used that, I had only used it really in the shower. So it was like morning face washing. Mm-hmm. So since I've been here, I used it last night and it gets all makeup off, all eye makeup, everything, not a problem at all, just by, you know, just a little of the scrub, mm-hmm. which is also, it's pretty rare to find something that gets full makeup off. Mm-hmm. And I obviously, like, if you're somebody that doesn't wear makeup, all the power, more power to you. And like I mentioned before, I have some heavy scarring. And so that's my reasoning, if you will, on the makeup all over my face is because of that. And it feels really, I just feel really more like confident and comfortable in my skin. So, but the salt scrub is really fun because it actually does get everything off. It feels so good. And again, you have this like dewy, fresh kind of glow that's happening after washing your face. So highly recommend checking out the salt scrub for exfoliant as well as like a facial scrub.
And it comes with a little spoon, which, you know, if you're dipping your fingers in, I mean, if you're bathing in the shower, you know, you're probably good as far as reducing your bacteria, but highly recommend that you mix it up first. So we don't use any coconut. So there's no, you'll notice there's a separation. Mm-hmm. That is also intentional. So
yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, and I think that's like a really sign of a good product when it separates, to be totally honest, because that's like, if you think about peanut butter, right? You're like, I'm not going to go for this sugary blended, perfectly blended peanut butter. I'm going to go for this one that like is all settled and it takes me freaking an hour and a half to stir. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't take that long, but it does take, feels like it takes a long time sometimes, but that's like quality. So if you, you know, I think that's great.
And a little goes a long way.
Real deal.
I think if you'd use the spoon too, that you're less likely to like get a big handful and then you're like, wait, this was,
I accidentally used a quarter of the jar. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
But yes, if you are going to use it on your legs and body, I highly recommend, I don't know if you're like me, but on my thighs, I get those little like red, like they're not pimples, but they're like little like razor burn almost. And with that scrub on my non-shaving days, that's what I use to like really buff my skin. And yeah, I mean, I'm wearing tights now, but it's one of those things where I'm so tempted to do like a before and after photo so people can really
do it. I think before and after is awesome. I
so always like my mom thighs.
Yeah, totally. I think that's awesome. I'm excited. I'm so excited about this whole line coming out. I just have to say congratulations on all that's been going on behind the scenes. I know it's like a really big deal to launch an entire collection of a line like this. And I'm really excited that more people are discovering the benefits of using CBD topically. Because I've been experiencing incredible benefits of that myself. And also I just using the pure hemp oil as like a spot treatment even of your tincture is like you were saying, I've actually done that before and it does really help immensely with inflammation. And I'm excited that, you know, to clarify for our audience of the difference between something that, you know, boasts a huge milligram count, but then it's sort of like, well, you're kind of actually potentially wasting some money by spending your product on something that's higher, but you're actually not absorbing it. Can we definitely went over this in our original CBD interview. So if you haven't heard that again, go check that out. But I wanted to just talk a little bit about how, you know, what are we absorbing? Does it matter that we're absorbing less? Because it, as you have stated before, it's like these endocannabinoid receptors. We can elaborate on that.
So can you rephrase that? Like, do you want to go through modalities?
Well, I guess realities would be cool just to give a refresher for people. You know, there's going to be some people that don't go back and listen to the whole thing. But just the differences and then... Does it matter that only a small percentage goes into our bloodstream because we have these receptors anyway? They're going to hang out and stay there.
So 100% bioavailability would be if you took CBD, put it in a syringe, and directly put it into your bloodstream. I don't know of any brands or companies that are marketing that as a modality.
Right.
Just as a reference, that would be 100%.
Also, like, can you put oil in your bloodstream?
I don't think so.
That'd just be really weird.
And then the next highest efficacy would be smoking or vaping. I'm always really wary about telling folks to use that as a primary modality, although I know how convenient vaping is. The tricky part is that those are very concentrated cannabinoids in that form. So although the absorption rate is about 80 to 85%, so it's going to hit your bloodstream really quickly, it also metabolizes really quickly. And it also increases your tolerance really quickly. Therefore, you need to be smoking and vaping many, many, many more times throughout the day to have the same level that you're used to for that efficacious effect or feeling. Then the next bioavailability would be in tincture form. That's about 45-50% bioavailability. Again, it comes down to path of least resistance. So we're putting it under our tongue. That's very thin mucosa. It absorbs very quickly. We have a lingual nerve that connects to the mandibular branch of our trigeminal nerve that then connects to our facial nerve and to our carotid artery. So very short pathway and about a 12-minute between time of taking the product and actually feeling the effects if it's a really high quality product. So that's about 40 or 50%. And then capsules, so edibles, or if you're taking capsules, that's about 25 to 30% bioavailability. And that comes down to having to go through your first pass of your digestion. And so it's not as predictable because you don't know what the onset is going to be because there's a delay of onset to go through your digestion. And then the least bioavailable is topicals of this 2%. But 2%, like you said, it still is getting into your bloodstream. But it, your skin, as we know, metabolizes significant amount of things, desired things and undesired things.
Before it enters your bloodstream.
But again, what we touched on earlier is that concept of cannabinoid receptors being more concentrated on the outside than on the inside. Mm-hmm. So don't let that 2% keep you from trying them or thinking, oh, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, because of that concentrated amount, you don't need a lot of milligrams. Right. As internally, since you don't have as many cannabinoid receptors, you can take higher levels of milligrams for sure. In fact, right. you and I were talking about this on the last podcast that I saw a brand that came out with a 75 milligram full spectrum capsule. Who was taking that? I'd like to know.
I don't know.
If you're taking a 75 milligram tincture, please DM me. I'm just curious.
Let us know. How's it going? Who's making it? Are you feeling anything?
Are you feeling too many things too? Like,
it's very possible. So I'm pretty curious about this. Again, I'm going to make myself a test subject because I've had some like funky scalp challenges in my life. And I actually, I dyed my hair for many years, so I kind of screwed the pooch a little bit on myself as far as having a really healthy scalp. It's taken quite a few years to get to a normal-ish stasis, and I can always benefit more, I think. So I'm curious if you have used any of the body oils or the face serum on hair, as far as on your hair, on the scalp, and what is the deal with that?
So all of our body oil collection, the rose glow, the lavender, the unscented, and the face serum, they're all the same price, which is really nice. So that you can try them all, try one. There's not a change in price, which is great. So that shouldn't be an inhibiting factor. My favorite, same. I've had like through my adolescence, just like terrible. And I even like used Head and Shoulders at one point, and it just made things even worse.
Like,
that stuff is garbage.
Yeah.
Sorry, Head and Shoulders, not sorry. So my favorite thing is once a week, is I get in the shower and I wet my hair in heat. Then I apply, depends. I mean, any of them are great. I love the lavender because I love how it makes my hair smell after. Directly to my scalp, and then I massage it in.
Okay.
And then from
while
there,
while
I'm in the shower, and then if it's a day that I'm going to be out and I don't really, you know, I want to have not greasy hair.
Right.
I do wash it.
Right.
But the oils are so nice and so absorptive that you will wash the hair and not wash all the oil off.
Yeah.
And it's right on your scalp.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend once or twice a week, if you are prone to scalpel eczema or dandruff, you'll see it has like a little, like the top, the dispenser, the treatment pump, has little ridges on it. So you have a nice grip and just literally apply it right to the scalp, couple little pumps, massage in, and yeah, it's a game changer for supporting your own flora of your skin. Because we know there's a lot of yeast that lives in our hair. There's a lot of other bacteria. And this, again, it's a natural antimicrobial. And so it really, really helps balance that skin.
Right.
And then if you guys are wearing like a side braid, like I'm always like putting my face serum on and then I use the excess and I just run it down.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, on the tips of your hair. Yeah.
My hair. Excellent. Okay.
And these are all things that like products are just not marketed this way. Like they're
I know. It's so funny because you need a hand cream for this. You need like a cuticle thing over here. And this like, you know, it's really funny that there's so many, you can really use like an all-in-one type thing and be really all set.
Yes.
You know?
And what we're doing as another initiative for 2020 in reducing packaging, which is a real big problem in cannabis, is that for many of our larger retail locations, and we're hoping to implement this in 2021 where you send your bottles in.
Oh my gosh.
But we have refill stations.
Yes. Oh, I got chills. That's so exciting.
Yes. So there'll be 15 retail, and then if you refill them, there'll be 12.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool.
Because let's face it, the face serum, like that's just going to go like hotcakes.
Yes.
And everybody, I mean, you'll see. You'll see. And then the body oils, it's really just your preference. But yeah, we really wanted to try to do our part in reducing packaging. So
excellent. Yeah, I think that's really important to in like the sustainability trends and culture. I feel that a lot of companies and people are focused on the instantaneous sustainability, but then like how's it going to keep being a sustainable thing? How is it going to sustain you or this company sustain and like not, you know, because it's made sustainably one time. You know what I mean by that? So like ongoing.
I agree. And Mother Cannabis is for the masses. Mm-hmm. It's not just, yeah, it's for all of us. So if we can try to do our part in any way, shape, or form. I mean, right now things are so expensive. The production is so expensive. The hemp is so expensive because it's such a new industry. But but soon, as time goes on, I mean, we're really, you know, going to take a big, big step into trying to make this as economic as possible. Because it should be for everyone.
Yes, exactly. I fully agree. So my last question, you've already answered once before, in your last interview, but and I ask everyone that comes on the show, what is something that our listeners can do to feel radiant? And as I say this, I'm staring at this product line and looking at that delicious salt scrub. And I'm like, well, there's your answer, people, is try out the salt scrub.
Man, expect more. And these are not like indulgences. Like, these are self-care. This is an easy thing to worship yourself, you know, morning, noon, and night. Expect more.
I love that. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you. This is like my favorite place to be, and now you're in my hood, which is like even better.
All right, y'all, I cannot wait to hear what you think about this episode or about the skincare line. Please let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Camille Rose Fields, or send Ashley a DM at EMTCBD. We want to hear from you. And if you have a moment and you've been listening along and you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget about the Take Action segment, blackmamasmatter.org. Go check it out. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Please don't forget, you can hit that subscribe button anytime. And I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Let me know who you want on for an interview. I'm so open-minded. I'm so all ears. I want to hear what you think. If you guys are tired of my voice, I'm just kidding. Sorry, there's not much I can do about that with a show. I would love to hear from you though. Regardless, you know, don't be shy. Come on over and let me know if you're listening. Also, tag me in your stories and screenshot this podcast if you want to share it with the world. Every little bit counts. I really appreciate you sharing. And, you know, sharing what's on your heart, share what's on your mind. It's time. It's 2020, people. I mean, like, what else are we going to do? We got to start sharing what's on our hearts and our minds with the people that we care about. Okay. It's enough PSA for today. I hope you enjoyed this interview. I cannot wait to be back with another one next week. Stay tuned for more. And that's it. Go do something and radiate. Love y'all.